other side of midnight. 77 WNBC. Local Spotlight.
Good morrow, everyone. This is the other side of midnight on 77 WABC. I'm superstar Frank Morano. Hopefully you had a nice weekend. One of the things I did this weekend was I got together with some family on Sunday, including my brother Alexander, and he and I, big portion of our family dinner, debating about congestion pricing, because now it's crunch time. We are going into the home stretch before congestion pricing is implemented for those of us that need to drive into work or want to drive into Manhattan south of 60th Street. We've talked about this a lot. Why am I mentioning this now? Well, on Friday, there was a lot of testimony, and Thursday, regarding from the public to the MTA regarding congestion pricing and its implementation. Those hearings continue tonight. I'm going to be signing up to testify, and I hope you do too. Now, it sounds like this is already a done deal, but maybe we can have some effect on the implementation. One of the things that I'm going to be talking about is that overnight workers, people that drive into Manhattan overnight, should be exempt from the congestion pricing fee because there's not congestion at 11 p.m., 10:30 p.m., 12:30 in the morning. That's not when traffic congestion is. So all this is a tax. You're not solving any problem with traffic congestion in Midtown, so our workers should absolutely be exempt. The other thing is, if the whole idea is to get people to take mass transit into work, how about first you do something about fare evasion, because you're losing about $1 billion a year when it comes to fare evasion, and yet there doesn't seem to be much of an effort on the part of the MTA or other policymakers to recoup any of that money. But also, how about giving those of us that live in mass transit deserts more mass transit options first before you charge us for driving into work? It's crazy. I'm going to be testifying today, and I hope you'll sign up to testify, too. You can do so at the MTA's website.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WNBC.
Local Spotlight.
Good morrow, everyone. This is the Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. I'm superstar Frank Morano. One of the things that I have said is that we shouldn't rush to say things are racist or anti-Semitic or sexist, for that matter, when they're not, because I think it really diminishes the power of what those terms mean and what they're supposed to mean. However, on the other hand, when things really are any of those things, I think we need to say it. And what we are seeing in one Brooklyn school, a public school, is absolutely shameful. And it is a textbook definition of anti-Semitism. And I'm not the only one saying so. Jewish advocates are calling on the city's education chancellor and a Sheepshead Bay principal to be removed following well-documented allegations of anti-Semitism at a public high school. The call came for the removal of Chancellor David Banks and Origins High School interim principal Dara Kammerman during a Sunday press conference after multiple staffers outlined a series of alarming incidents, including a claim that dozens of teens had marched through the hallways chanting "Death to Israel" and "Kill all the Jews." City Councilwoman Ina Vernikov, a Republican who represents Brooklyn, was one of the people demanding the ouster of the principal.
This is a place where she lives in fear every single day to go to school and to come out to the parking lot to go home. This is a place where swastikas are painted on teachers' offices, on walls, in classrooms, on boards, on students' laptops, and this has become the norm at the school. She was called a dirty Jew, and students told her they want to kill all the Jews, they want to kill her.
This has been well covered in the New York Post, but maybe there's more to the story. If there is, if people aren't actually calling others dirty Jew and they're having a high tolerance for this kind of behavior, then someone from the Department of Education ought to say so, because there seem to be documented incidents of both students and teachers saying they've been the victim of this kind of thing. And this should not be tolerated. There ought to be zero tolerance for this. And I hope they're able to rectify this. Whether that involves the resignation of the principal or the school's chancellor, I don't know. But this needs to be ended pronto. To be continued.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WBC.
Local Spotlight.
I have not spent really any time in Ocean City, New Jersey. I'm told it's a great community. I have a lot of friends that hang out there, that go on vacation there, especially during the summer. And we've had a lot of callers from there from time to time. It seems like a great community to chill out, relax, hang out on the beach, and maybe get a soak. Well, it seems like the Ocean City taxpayers are the ones getting soaked. Evidently, in a story that was explosive in the Philadelphia Inquirer by Amy Rosenberg, Ocean City taxpayers, pay attention to this if you're a resident of Ocean City, paid $20 million for vacant lots that were supposed to cost $9 million. And it all has to do with the Klaus brothers. Are the Klaus brothers Ocean City royalty? The question is asked in the Philadelphia Inquirer, with Harry grinding it out every day, selling cars from his desk inside a trailer, bicycle stashed nearby, Jerry presiding over his ever-expanding Peace Pies empire. Or are they now its villains? Because late last year, a Cape May County jury decided the empty lots in the center of town that the brothers were originally willing to sell to the city for $9 million in the summer of 2018 were worth $17.8 million, an amount that has now ballooned to $20 million with interest. What does this mean? Taxpayers are left holding the bag, but it was a taxpayers group called Fairness in Taxes that revolted and helped scuttle the original $9 million agreement, believing it was overpriced and concerned that there could have been some deal between the Klaus brothers, whose grandparents moved to Ocean City in 1919, and the city's elected officials. To say the Fairness in Taxes strategy backfired on Ocean City taxpayers is an understatement. So here they thought $9 million was too much, and they're paying double that. So $17.8 million plus interest to add up to $20 million. I really think the Klaus brothers need to try and work something out here so that they can purchase these lots at the original agreed upon price of $9 million. Let this be a lesson to all the other so-called taxpayer advocates groups out there, because sometimes when you wish for a reassessment, you get what you wish for. Be careful.
Beam me up.
To be continued.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment, or newbridgehealth.org.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WBC.
Local Spotlight.
The first thing I want to be clear about is I am for the environment, and I am for being green. And whatever we can do to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and make the world a cleaner place, a more sustainable place, and at the same time do something about global warming, let's do it. I'm all for it. However, I think a lot of what we've explored in terms of alternative energy and alternative energy investment has been rushed and ill-considered. And I'm putting it politely, because you look at some of these projects, especially in New York and New Jersey, and it looks like a total taxpayer-funded boondoggle. The latest from Politico New York is that two offshore wind projects are going to increase rates for consumers twice as much as previously estimated. Twice as much. It seems to me that this fits the pattern. Whereas these developers who are making tons of money. You know, they talk about being green, but what they're doing is they're getting a whole lot of green. The developers that build these projects are making a ton of money, getting a ton in subsidies. They're selling the politicians and the public a bill of goods and then not delivering on them. And unfortunately, these projects are being deemed critical to New York trying to reach its 70% renewable energy source mandate by 2030. You see, we have a law that we have to be at 70% renewable energy by 2030. So even if these projects are costing more than they were told they were going to cost, the state really, unless we go in a different direction, the state at this point really has no other options. But the state's been struggling with how to reach those goals without overburdening utility customers. The cost to consumers of these two offshore wind projects expected to support Governor Hochul's climate goals has more than doubled. NYSERDA, N-Y-S-E-R-D-A, announced awards for the early project, the early projects that developers had threatened to cancel without higher prices, and the agreements, which still need to be finalized, are expected to keep 1,700 megawatts of offshore wind, enough to supply 10% of New York City and Long Island's electricity needs, on schedule for 2026. One of these projects is developed by Equinor, and the other is developed by Ørsted. Those were the developers behind the New Jersey projects as well. And we've covered a whole lot of the concern that people have in New Jersey about how some of the sonar mapping for offshore wind development may be leading to whales beaching themselves or having problems navigating. We don't know. The jury's still out on that, but it does seem to be a curious coincidence.
Beam me up.
To be continued.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.